This is Free Talk Live. It is the Friday night edition of the show. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and you can call in about anything, whether it be a political issue or a personal problem. Whatever's on your mind goes, 800-259-5791. And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. We have live streams there for you, the broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both of them totally free, freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org.
That's right, freestateproject.org. So tonight, I still want to catch up on some more emails, Manwich.
I got a doozy.
Because, yeah, there's a bunch of good ones here.
A couple of doozies.
Let's start, though, with a quickie on the RFID controversy. Because last week we talked about RFID, which is these little transponder units, basically, that they're very small, and you can place them on products. And, for instance, they're used within industry shipping houses to be able to... You basically take a scanner, and you shoot a pallet full of products... And then the RFIDs kind of light up in there, and they say, I'm here, and then they deliver a special little code to the receiving unit, which basically will tell you at a... Literally, you pull a trigger on this little gun, and it'll tell you how many products are on that pallet, what they are, et cetera.
They save man hours by the bushels.
Now, the other side of this is that the darker side of RFID. Well, people are concerned that the government might get their hands on this, and in fact, they already are.
Mm.
There's been suggestions that the government is going to be, requiring them in passports within the next 2 years. I can imagine that the new national ID cards that are going to be coming down the pipe are probably going to have them involved as well, to where the government would then be able to, for instance, you've got all those cameras up on red lights, and I think most major metropolitan areas, small cities also have these cameras. Well, maybe they will retrofit that. Maybe they'll mount one of these RFID scanners up on the red lights, and then at any moment they could shoot off a little RFID signal and find out who all's parked, who all's sitting at the stoplight waiting to go through the intersection.
Mm.
So I feel totally comfortable having industry using RFID, but I don't really like the idea of the government using RFID.
Well, one of the problems with industry using RFID is industry has a tendency to be kind of wishy-washy when it comes to government rules.
Well, yeah, or some of them tend to be palsy-wowsy with government.
Right, so if the government says, hey, we want to know what the grocery shopping habits of Manwich are,
mm-hmm.
Well, what they find out is that Manwich almost never goes to the grocery store, but his wife does. But the government could demand that sort of information. And what do you think Winn-Dixie is going to do?
Winn-Dixie, by the way, is a grocery store.
Yes.
You got to remember, there's people all over
the world. I do remember that, but that's where I happen to shop.
Okay.
Actually, my wife shops at a different place now. We've moved, but the place I used to shop when I lived by
myself. Hosting an international talk show, just replace names of grocery stores with your local grocery store. Try that.
That was my local grocery store, Winn-Dixie.
Anyway, let's talk. Let's find out what David thinks, because he's emailed about it. FTL@freetalklive.com is the email address. He says, I agree with you guys on how RFID can become a privacy concern when used inappropriately. However, it has enormous benefits in many industries. I work for one of the largest distribution and logistics companies in the States, and I can tell you that RFID benefits companies such as mine immensely. The biggest thing that comes to mind is PI, physical inventory. Imagine a 1.5 million square foot warehouse filled to the brim with pallets full of product. Currently, the only way to determine exactly how much inventory you have on hand is by doing a hand count, literally touching each item on the shelf and recording the number. Many times, have you ever seen the inventory people going through your local Walmart or Kmart? There's once a year, I remember this because I used to work at Kmart for many years. Once a year, the inventory, Kmart or Walmart will hire a crew to come in with literally dozens of people. They'll come in and swarm the store during the overnight hours. Sometimes they're there during the regular hours, but usually they come in during the late night or overnight hours. And they all have the little scanning guns, and they are going through the shelves, product by product, scanning each UPC and typing in the number of how many are on the shelf. I mean, it is a long process. They're usually in the store for a good week, taking care of how much inventory the store has.
Arduous, expensive?
Yeah. Many times, David says, to get a true count, shipping and receiving will cease or this work will be performed during downtime, such as a weekend evening. Barcodes and other technologies increase the speed of the count, but it's still a manual process. Now imagine every item in the warehouse had a unique RFID tag attached to it. RFID-enabled scanners could instantly determine how many of each item is on the shelf. Downtime would be reduced or eliminated, and the labor costs of bringing in enough people to complete a hand count in the time allowed is drastically reduced. The cost of implementing RFID are still rather high compared to regular barcode technologies, which will probably never go away. But once the cost comes down, you'll see this stuff everywhere.
And actually, honestly, to be fair...
This is Torgo, by the way.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Torgo, so, slip it in.
I'm here! I have arrived. The cost of each individual item may go up due to the fact that instead of a barcode, they're putting a little RFID thing on there. But the cost that would be saved in the labor that they don't need to pay for would probably more than make up for the implementation costs.
And, you know, companies could produce, some companies would have RFID stuff on their products, thereby allowing them to be counted more quickly, and some might not.
And might choose not to.
And then
Walmart might choose not to carry those products.
Right.
Which is going to hurt you as a vendor.
But you can be carried in other little mom-and-pop stores if they want.
That's true.
So the market's working there.
David says, as far as Walmart's concerned, they use RFID right now. They mandated a requirement that all of their distributors, including my company, have RFID capability by January of 2005. However, this is only at the pallet level, so each individual item on the shelf does not contain RFID yet. Walmart uses RFID to track pallets on shipments to and from vendors and distributors every day. So I think that's kind of neat, just kind of a real-life example of how this technology is helping streamline the retail marketplace. And once it gets onto the shelf level, they already have, I mean, Walmart and all these retailers already have a pretty good little system. You know, when they scan that item at the front register and you put it in your cart and you walk out the door, their inventory system already knows, hey, we need another one of these, and they'll automatically call, you know, for another order and that sort of thing. So it's just, I think it's great because it's going to allow people to keep their shelves stocked, basically.
Well, now the whole, hey, we need another one of these could be accomplished without RFID.
That's true.
I mean, as soon as a transaction has completed.
Yeah, that's been going on.
Right.
That's just an example of, you know, one of the other inventory things.
But you don't know what loss, what do they call that? When
loss control.
Loss control.
That's true.
Issues are involved.
Right, that's true. And they can better track shrinkage that way,
yeah.
You know, because then at that point,
shrinkage, spoilage?
Shrinkage is loss. Means theft.
Yeah, loss due to theft.
Okay.
Because then they can check their inventory and say, oh, well, we only have 7 of these in the store.
We're supposed to have 20.
Yeah, exactly. 13 never got sold. I don't know what happened there.
Right, so they might have some sort of... I guess what they could do is they could take each individual employee going around into their section. For instance, I used to handle electronics. What I might have nowadays would be some sort of an RFID scanner, and I could literally scan the shelf, and the scanner might say, hey, wait a minute, there's one of these missing. One of these items isn't here, and then it could account for that. It could adjust for that in case it had been... thefted.
It would also make stock people's jobs a whole lot easier when you have to be one of the people who does recovery, going around the store and moving things back to their correct location that have been just left on the shelves by negligent, stupid customers.
That's fun.
You just walk by with your little RFID scanner and all of a sudden it's like, hey, there's a Barbie doll in this box of hammers, you know? And, oh, okay, well, I'll go ahead and put that back.
You know, I don't know if it's negligence or stupidity. I think it's just laziness. Somebody is walking around the store and they decide, I don't want this item after all. And they just put it on the shelf that they happen to be standing next
to. I don't think there's a problem with that.
Yeah, see how many people do it?
I have done it before when I have asked someone to get me something down off the top shelf, and then I realized I didn't want it, but I didn't want to make him climb back up there while I was standing there. I was embarrassed, so I'd like hide it behind yogurt and then walk out of the store.
As a former retail employee, I always make a point of returning something to where I got it from, but most people, they don't do that. Anyway,
if they didn't leave it out, you wouldn't have a frickin' job.
We're coming back with more. It is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can take control of the show and bring up anything from political issues to personal problems. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We give you a bunch of stuff on our website for free. All we ask in return is your vote. All you have to do is go to vote.freetalklive.com, and that will take you over to our friends at podcastalley.com, where right now I believe we are the number two podcast in the world.
Unacceptable.
It's terrible. Number two out of 9,000 plus podcasts.
Unacceptable. We are in second place. It's almost last. Second place is just the first loser.
Unacceptable.
Vote.freetalklive.com. We're only behind by a few votes, so we can very easily make up the difference and once again regain the first place spot, but we would need you to go and vote at vote.freetalklive.com. If you've done it already, because it's a once-a-month sort of thing, if you've done it already in the month of November, ask some friends to go vote for you. Spam your email lists.
There you go. Free Talk Live. We promote spam.
Hey, I do it every month.
Vote.freetalklive.com.
You do. I get spam from Manwich every month. He's got me on his little buddies to email list, and so I'll log into my email and I'll be like, oh, I got an email from Manwich. Watch this. Go vote for us. And I'm like, why am I on this list? Why?
He sends it to me, too, if it makes you feel anything.
I'm just proving that I send it.
Ah, I see.
God knows if I didn't send it to you people, you'd be like, hey, what about your lists and stuff? I know you got like 500 people.
I'll call you at 2 o'clock in the morning and be like, hey, Manwich, I haven't gotten your vote email. Are you slacking?
All right, hey, speaking of emails, Torgo, we're trying to catch up on some emails tonight, and you said you actually had some fan emails?
Oh,
I have a fan?
I have a fan. I have someone who's a fan of my voice, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Says, I always look forward to the Friday.
Who's it from? Is it from a guy?
I'll get to who it's from in a minute. I always look forward to the Friday night edition of FTL. You crack me up! Where'd you get that accent?
You have an accent?
I guess so.
Is it a southern accent?
It depends on where you're from, and then you'll hear an accent.
Well, this guy is from the same area that I am from, up in Illinois.
Right.
And so...
Oh, so your accent has been tainted, so here's an accent.
Right, exactly. And, of course, because I had to explain myself, I blew my joke. But that's all right. By saying this guy.
Okay.
Because I was going to get to the point where he said I had a sexy voice, and then I was going to be like...
Oh, man.
And then I was just going to be like, thanks, Andrew. But, see? It would have been funny, wouldn't it? I suck.
It's still funny just thinking
about
it.
Don't send me fan mail. I don't deserve it. But anyway, so yeah, just...
Wait, that was it?
Well, hold
essentially.
On. He said that I'm funny, and that he likes the Friday night show the best, and that I have a sexy voice. That's what he said. What else is he going to say? I mean, I don't bring anything else to the table but my sexy voice and the funny.
Wait, that's from Andrew?
That's from Andrew.
I've got the same email.
Just kidding. 800-259-5070.
I'm funny and I've got a sexy voice.
Yeah, see, I don't know. Anyone who's listening knows you're not funny. It's okay.
All right, Melis, let's get to an issue-based email. The smoking one, I think, is a good one. What do you got?
I'm still mad at Torgo.
Oh, I'm sorry. He did also suggest that I make a Torgo's Holiday Favorites album for the holidays.
Ooh.
And cover Barry White songs.
Yeah.
In my southern twangy northern accent. I don't know exactly what this is that I do, but I guess...
Well, you've got the right size. I mean, Barry White was a big guy, too, wasn't he?
And, yes. And Torgo can sing, unlike myself. Like, we both go to karaoke.
Right, okay.
And Torgo Ian can rap.
Yeah, Ian can rap. There's no doubt about it.
Ian's scrawny white self up there doing Rapper's Delight.
Yeah, that was great. All three of us were up there doing Rapper's Delight.
Yeah, well,
I was terrible.
Two of us were. Right. The sandwich was up there.
Mumbling to myself when the words came up.
I don't actually think he spoke a single word. I was just like... I finished my part, and his part was next. And I'm like, okay, it's you, man. Which, because he's just standing there, stock still, staring ahead. Like, it's you. And he's like,
The words go by so fast in that song. I understand that he had a tough
time. I
was
bewildered.
Of course, it was my first time ever doing karaoke. And
yeah.
It wasn't too shabby. Anyway, issues. Let's do an issue. Smoking.
We're issues-based. Karaoke and smoking.
This one's from Sturt.
Okay.
Hi there. I'm a fairly new listener via your podcast, and I find that your views are very eye-opening. I'm a uni student, and as most students have to find a job between and during semesters, I usually end up taking a bar job, as it's difficult finding a job where with the huge number of students in the area.
So, lots of competition.
Yeah, lots of supply as far as young, semi-unskilled workers.
Right.
Working in a bar means... I have to work in a pretty unhealthy environment due to the amount of smoke in the air, while other jobs seem to have a much stricter health standards. The question is, what comes first, the smoker's right to smoke or my right to work in a safe, healthy environment?
Neither. The business owner's right to allow smoking in his own establishment.
I would say that's the answer.
Absolutely.
Well, Stuart kind of rounds out the subject here, so let's give him a second.
Okay.
I'm not going to change my opinion, but I do know that he rounds out the subject.
Okay.
Okay. I think that smokers should have the right to light up as long as there's no one around them that they can harm, unless they give their consent, of course. I'd like to stop on that point. It's funny, but there was a case in New Jersey where they were trying to stop a guy from smoking in his backyard because the person next door could smell it.
That's disgusting.
And the fact is...
Should I stop my dog from pooping in the backyard because my next-door neighbor might be able to smell it? I mean, can you stop other people from creating any sort of offensive odors, or is it only smoke?
Now, can you put a lethal dose of cyanide in the public water? No. Can you put a harmful dose of cyanide in the public water? No. Well, do you want a drop of cyanide in the public water? Most people would say
no.
Okay, so that's going to be smokers' rights are out the window, because if you go in the middle of the Yosemite National Forest, smoke your cigarette, field strip it, and put the butt in your pocket, you've still just added, you know, some toxic fumes to the atmosphere.
Right.
Do you get my point?
It's asinine.
Yeah, well, my point's asinine, or the...
That was a little as that example.
I don't think it is. I think if you drop put a drop of strychnine in the water, one's going to be affected, but nobody likes the idea either.
I think Ian's analogy was a little off, but, you know, because while that may be an unpleasant odor, there hasn't been any studies done to link it to health problems.
Nor have there really been any studies done that have honestly linked secondhand smoke to health problems. The one that everybody cites with the 50,000 deaths per year was total bunk.
I mean, 50,000 people dying per year because of secondhand smoke?
Total garbage.
But there have
And that would only apply to people who are in the houses of other smokers and, you know, in the cars of other smokers, not somebody sitting next door to another smoker.
Regardless of that, the thing is, the person who's sitting there and smelling the cigarette smoke equates that to something that they know is harmful.
I see.
Dog leavings are not harmful.
Well, we could probably do a study that would find that they were.
I mean, unless, you know, I could see it's like, well, should I stop my dog from doing that just because there's the off chance it could end up on someone's plate? You know, that would be something different. You know, but with cigarette smoke, it's a little bit more...
There's always the chance that the smell could be so awful that you might accidentally vomit and then choke on your own vomit, and therefore killing yourself.
A person like that shouldn't be allowed out of their house, if you want to know the truth.
There's more to this email.
I want to reset when we come back to it, because he made a point and I wanted to respond to. So banning smoking from indoor businesses is, of course, the issue at hand. And a lot of people listening right now are living in states where this is the case. Here in Florida, you can't have a business and allow smoking in it unless it's a bar, basically. And then I think it's the same way in New York and California and many other states. We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, The American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Take control of the show and bring up anything. 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have our listener map, which it's free like everything else is on our website. We want to find out where you live. Not exactly.
Just tell us where you live. Give us your phone number.
The general area of where you live.
If you've got any cute female children, send a photo.
Because we get bored. Because it's cool, because there's hundreds of listeners that have already plotted themselves on the Free Talk Live listener map at map.freetalklive.com. You can add yourself, you can put your picture up there, you can add a little phrase as well, and it's free. So you can also find out who else is in your area. In fact, we did a little reuniting. There was a guy that was looking around his state, and he discovered that one of his old college buddies was 15 minutes away from him, and he hadn't talked to the guy in a decade or so. And he found him again because of Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
That's right.
Reuniting the world.
Map.freetalklive.com. So we're in the midst of an email about cigarette smokers, Manwich.
Yes,
this
yes
gentleman,
we are.
Now, this gentleman is actually emailing from the United Kingdom, I believe.
Yes. Yes. And do you want to start? Now, you said you sort of wanted
don't,
to reset.
Don't
you,
start over, but just reset just about a sentence or two before where you left off.
Okay. The question comes that what comes first to mind is the smoker's right to smoke or my right to work in a safe, healthy environment. I think that smokers should have the right to light up as long as there's no one around them that they can harm unless they give their consent.
That's what I wanted to address. You gave your consent that you don't mind being around cigarette smoke when you went into the bar. And first of all, just when you walked into the bar and you knew it was a smoking bar, you gave your consent right then.
When you didn't turn around when you saw people smoking.
Right. Because if it was a problem, you'd have left. And then you gave extra consent when you signed on the employment application to work at that bar. I mean, you are saying, I don't mind working at a bar where there's cigarette smoke. So you don't have a right
and
to stay away.
And every day that you come to work, you give your consent again.
Yeah.
Because he could quit any day he wants.
That's absolutely right. Moving on.
Some people say that not letting smokers smoke is like not letting obese people eat. I think that shut up, obese person. I think that this is a totally different scenario because a person who eats too much is only harming themselves, not others around them. Unless, of course, you're sitting on an airplane next to them. I know that I have a distaste. I know you.
I've dislocated someone's hip before.
Never mind. I know you have a distaste for government legislation. However, I can't see bars in my area or the rest of the country becoming smoke-free in a natural market. And I agree with him on that point, that I don't think that bars are going to become smoke-free in a natural market.
A natural? Really?
No. I mean, like, they could be.
There could be some sort of...
I think that they would go the same way that Freedom Airlines did.
Hmm.
You know, they would run out of... They wouldn't have as many customers, and because essentially...
The bar crowd is a cigarette-smoking crowd.
Well, you know, when people drink, more people smoke when they drink.
Okay.
So there you have this influx of smokers that, you know, aren't part of the 25% of the culture. I don't know what the percentage is, but say another 25% smoke when they drink. I'm part of that percentage. Sometimes I'll smoke when I drink.
Well, most people go to bars so they can drink, right? I mean, that's the primary reason why people go to bars. Not necessarily so they can smoke.
I think they go actually to meet other people.
To meet other people.
And here's the other kicker. Smoking girls are easier.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, yeah.
Is that based on your personal experience?
It's personal experience, but test it out.
No, that's okay.
I got better things to do.
How do you feel about that, Torgo? Do you think a non-smoking bar would work out?
Oh, I thought you meant about the smoking girls are easier. I was going to say, I've never been with a girl who smokes. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so that's because I have no desire to be.
So any girl that goes with you has got to be easy.
Do you think that that could work? Do you think that there is any demand for that sort of thing?
There would probably be demand for it. I don't see very many bars existing as just standalone bars where there's no smoking. I could see maybe the bar in a non-smoking restaurant doing a fair amount of business for what would normally be a restaurant bar. But so if there were a restaurant like an Applebee's that went non-smoking, I could see that restaurant's bar bringing in the non-smoking drinker.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think that there might be enough demand for one. I mean, in a given a large city area,
sure,
where 99% of the bars are smoking bars, and then there's that one that would kind of draw the cleaner crowd, I suppose.
It should be a national chain. It should be called Smokies.
But nobody's ever going to get a chance to try it that
out. I don't
think
many people care. Like, I just don't think that many people care. Many, right, many, many non-smokers will go into, willingly, into a smoke-filled bar for whatever reason it is that they go into that smoke-filled bar, and, you know, okay.
Yeah.
So what you have to get is the, say, 10% of people that are really adamant about smoking.
Right.
You know, the 1 out of 10 person.
Okay.
Some people say that not, excuse me, that was the obese person analogy. They don't want to turn away smoking customers. I'm going to start with the sentence again instead. I know that you have a distaste for government legislation. However, I can't see that bars in my area or the rest of the country becoming smoke-free in a natural market. They don't want to turn away smoking customers simply for the sake of their staff or non-smoking customers.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose a good scenario would be where there were both smoking and smoke-free bars where the customers could choose where they want to go and staff could choose where to work. But
yeah,
there are currently no smoke-free bars in my whole city, and I have very little choice of industry that I might work at the moment.
I don't believe that.
It's the
at all.
Yeah, that's the limiting statement in this whole email is I have very little choice.
I don't believe it.
And
what's the unemployment rate there in the United Kingdom? I understand he says he's working in a college town,
mm-hmm,
which means there's a glut of potential employees. But that doesn't mean that you can't go and work at McDonald's. I mean, there's always something else out there.
Yeah, McDonald's or 7-Eleven,
right,
or some, you know, convenience store, that kind of thing. There's a lot of jobs I don't want,
mm-hmm,
but that doesn't mean I'm not free to take them.
That's right.
So, it's a limiting statement. Like, he said to himself, this is my only choice, and that is where you get into the danger zone.
Obviously, it bugs him. Obviously, being around smoke, mm-hmm, bugs him.
Absolutely.
But not enough to prevent him from getting that job. Not enough to prevent him from working in that industry.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the desire of getting tips, I don't know if he said he was going to be a bartender or what it was that he wanted to do in the bar, but mm-hmm, I'm presuming bartending is what he's wanting to do. So the appeal of getting that cash, those cash tips every night, is more worthwhile to him than having to deal with the smoke in the bar.
Right.
And you're making that choice because I don't remember his name, but I don't believe
Stuart,
that there are no other choices for work in your area. Give me a break.
Well, you know, the thing is he doesn't want to work as a cook in a restaurant or whatever.
Then deal with your options.
Yeah, that's really it.
Either expand your choices, expand your horizons, or you just have to take what you get.
Right, deal with your options because those are the ones that you've presented to yourself consciously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not like there's
it's empowering,
sort of,
too.
Right.
Like, once you realize, whoa, I got all kinds of choices, and I'm making the choice to come to work. I mean, your options are just, you know, they just blow out the door. Man, I got all kinds of options.
Yeah. All right. Good email. Thanks for it. FTL@freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. To Coffee in Illinois. Coffee, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Manich.
Hi, guys.
Hey. Hey, Coffee.
You had a call last night from a fellow who had wondering about getting a Social Security number for his kids.
Yeah, he was debating. He said he was asking us what we thought, and of course, Manwich and I came down on opposite sides of the coin. I said, don't do it. Let your kid decide on their own later on in life if they want one or not. And then Manwich said, well, you'll get a tax break if you do get the kid the Social Security number.
That's right. If you're paying taxes, that's true. I've got two kids with no Social Security number.
Mm-hmm.
But you also don't pay taxes, right, Coffee?
Absolutely right. I pay taxes that are constitutional, but no, I don't pay any unconstitutional taxes.
So what did you have to say about it?
Well, I don't understand Manwich's stance on it. He said that, of course, everybody knows it's easier with a Social Security number.
Let's talk about that a little bit more, because you live life without one, and so we're going to get into the details here. And as he said, he has two kids, so 800-259-5791. Should you get your kids a Social Security number when they get born? What do you think? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Developed to support respiratory health, Mucolixir is a new and unique product offered by Allergy Research Group. Mucolixir contains microdose DNA, a novel regulatory or signaling compound which appears to regulate mucus and cilia motion. Based on preclinical investigations and clinical trials, the small amount of DNA in Mucolixir may support healthy mucus levels via a regulatory mechanism. Dr. Albert Dahlberg, MD, PhD, states that microdose DNA does not cause any gene transfer. It is very safe and can be of considerable help to many people. Numerous doctors and patients have used Mucolixir with great results. There are dozens of scientific publications from university research on the use of the synthetic form of DNA for immune support in lung health. However, the DNA in Mucolixir is naturally occurring and is used only in microdose amounts. This novel approach has stunned both doctors and patients. Mucolixir can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there. We have just surpassed the 1,000 user mark, which is a big deal for us.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
Because it's fun to have, you know, goals and stuff.
And there's over 65,000 posts for you to surf around through. Lots of different conversations. I think you'll find something that you like there. And, of course, it's free at freetalklive.com. So we go back to the phones and back to the fun. It is the show about your calls, and you can call about anything, 800-259-5791, to Coffee in Illinois. Coffee, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Well, I wanted to say first that I'm not anxious to use my kids as a shield just because I've made a lifestyle choice. I'm not trying to force them into the lifestyle that I've chosen. They're going to have to make up their own minds when the time comes.
I have to say that if my parents had done that, I think I would have appreciated it. I wouldn't have realized at 16 or 15 or whatever when I was actually considering getting one what it meant, but nonetheless, I would have appreciated that freedom.
Well, the Social Security system was supposed to be a temporary socialist welfare system, and now it's gone permanent, and you think...
It was instituted as a temporary measure?
It was indeed temporary, but it's become... It's become practically multinational. I mean, you have to have a social security number to get a passport to travel overseas, and you can't even come back from Mexico, Bermuda, Canada without having that passport, and the social security number is a big part of that, too.
Do they require a passport now to go to Mexico, Canada?
To go to, no. To come back, yes.
Really?
Really?
Because it didn't used to be that way in 1998 when I went to Canada the last time.
Right, and I went 3 years ago to Mexico City, and I didn't need any passport or anything like that. So, yeah, it's a tough one. There's a lot of things you can't do without a Social Security number.
But you have made the plunge. You have eliminated the number from your life, and you also don't pay income tax. Is that correct?
Right, and don't kid yourself. It's not glamorous. You know, you think you're going to be a hero or something like that. Your life gets real tough real fast.
Right, because there's only so many things that you can do, you know, from the outside of the system. What kind of business do you operate?
I'm an artist.
You're an artist?
Yes.
So do you just go around to art galleries and sell your wares? Do you sell them on the street? How do you sell the...
I've got one gallery that's friendly to me, and I use that. I do a little bit over the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
But I absolutely can't fly. I can't have a bank account. I can't get a credit card. I can't rent a car. Lots of things I can't do. So don't think that I'm gloating, because I'm certainly not gloating. My life is real tough.
What was it that made you decide to take this plunge?
I had two issues. I had a child support issue from a previous marriage where I was giving tons of money to my ex-wife, and it wasn't being recognized by the court because it wasn't going through the court, so I lost a bunch of money, and I started studying the law and trying to figure out just exactly what my legal standing was. And I went as far as actually talking to Elian Gonzalez's lawyer in Chicago at one point, Jeffrey Loving. And he and I had a nice chat and opened up my eyes a little bit, and then I managed to get a DUI. And that was,
hard to do?
And that was about the last straw.
I managed to. I just like the wording there.
Yeah.
After years of trying, I finally managed to get my hands on a DUI.
Kind of like a college course, you know. I've got a PhD in DUI.
But, so how did getting a DUI spur you into not wanting the Social Security number anymore?
Well, it just didn't make sense. I mean, I don't want to take up your airtime with the particulars, but I had realized that I was too drunk to drive. I pulled over on the side of the road, and unfortunately left the keys in the ignition. And
ridiculous. I hate it when they do that.
And the cop that pulled up behind me was a little man, and he had little man's disease, and he decided that he was going to be bigger than me and tried to egg me into a fight, and I wouldn't fight with him, and it made him mad, so he arrested me on DUI because the keys were in the ignition. So I began to study the law. But like I say, there's lots of things you can't do, but if you're going to follow your principles, you just have to follow your principles. But as you're aware, I've started sending money to the program now.
You have, as a matter of fact.
What are you going to do when all your listeners cancel their Social Security numbers and none of them have credit cards or bank accounts?
I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon, Coffee. I don't think most people are willing to give up the trappings of the modern life, basically.
Well, guys, listen, I value your program, and I thank you very much for it.
We value your input, and you know, as somebody who has dropped off all of these the chains, I guess you could say, of the government. Do you feel like your life is more free as a result?
It is. Inside, I'm more free, but there's the price with once the truth is opened up to you. There's a price to it. Now there's kind of a heaviness on my heart where I know that there's a lot of obstacles that other people have to overcome. But that, of course, is all I can do is educate.
Right on. Well, thanks for the call, Coffee. 800-259-5791. So basically, his suggestion is internally he feels more free, but obviously externally it's a little bit more difficult to run your life if you don't have these things. Interesting. 800-259-5791. Would either of you guys consider dropping your Social Security number at any point?
I'd like to see the system operate without it, but I understand, you know, under the current system, the government's so big it needs a system for tracking citizens.
I
don't think it's good. I just think it's done.
I don't think I would drop my Social Security number, mm-hmm. but I would like to exchange it with someone who has good credit.
I would also like to see the system get changed, because I still have a use for bank accounts and that sort of thing. I like kind of the modern life trappings. And I think that, you know, maybe if we get up to New Hampshire, we can have some sort of bank open up that will be able to give people accounts without requiring Social Security numbers.
We can just get chips implanted in our hands.
No, 800-259-5791. You could take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Coming up, the White House now saying that they should be able to forcibly extract the DNA of innocent Americans without even having to convict them or anything like that first. We'll get you the details on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
Attention drivers, poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents in fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new in only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
We are here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so there's plenty of time for you to make your calls about whatever you want and take control of the show. Of course, we will also bring up what's on our minds. And coming up in hour number two, Torgo, you're going to talk about witchcraft.
I am. I'm going to talk about witchcraft, but just because there was a fairly large story about it from another country. And
you've got some really strong...
The Sinatra song?
What? The Sinatra song, Witchcraft.
Oh.
Anyway, you've got some really strong personal feelings, so we'll get to that in hour number two. But right now, from the Advocates for Self-Government, they send out a nice little bi-weekly email thing here, and here's the news. The White House has announced that it supports the DNA Fingerprint Act, a proposed new law that would permit the government to collect and maintain a database of DNA samples of individuals who are arrested or just detained by federal authorities, even if they're not convicted or even charged with a crime. That means that you, if you get pulled over and detained, because they can detain you on the side of the road while they run your tags and they do other things.
By federal authorities.
DNA Fingerprint Act permit the government to collect and maintain a database of DNA samples.
People detained by federal authorities.
It was approved by the Senate Judiciary Committee by voice vote. The measure was quickly denounced by civil liberties groups across the political spectrum.
I'm with them.
And they're urging that despite White House support, the DNA provision be eliminated from the bill before it goes to the Senate. Currently, the FBI maintains a DNA database limited by law to persons convicted of a crime. This new bill would dramatically expand that. Those arrested and detained, but not ultimately convicted, would have to petition the government to have the information removed from the database. And we all know how well that process can
go. Yeah, right.
Considering they don't even, when you want to talk to the government, they typically don't want to talk to you, and they won't return your phone calls. And they'll pretend like they never got the mail that you sent them.
And right. I had to say that federal authorities thing because I wanted to make sure, because you all of a sudden made it sound like any routine traffic stop they can just take here.
Well, that's it doesn't specify
yes,
here
it does.
That it's federal authorities.
Most certainly does. You said it yourself. Last sentence in the first paragraph. Or just detained by federal authorities.
Oh, you're right. By federal authorities. Well, it would probably set precedent, and therefore the states would probably follow suit.
That's possible.
I would guess. Anyway,
can't see why it wouldn't be.
It's not a good thing. Civil libertarians have long warned that the government would attempt to expand the DNA database to include persons not convicted of crimes or even eventually the entire population.
They're trying.
This latest move indicates that those warnings were right on the money. So a federal authority could be considered an IRS agent, right? Or any federal law. I mean, it's not.
No, because an IRS agent is not a. They're not a federal authority. They're not law enforcement. It would be FBI,
CIA.
Yep. CIA would not.
Marshals?
Federal?
I don't know why they would stop anybody, though.
Are there federal wildlife marshals.
There are U.S. marshals.
U.S. marshals.
I know.
Right. The U.S. marshals are the people that move prisoners around the country,
mostly,
right?
Yeah.
All right. So there you go.
I understand they do a small amount of crime solving, but whatever.
Like looking for people who talk their way out of a Texas prison.
Anyway, I think it's just good because it points out that the government never sticks to its promises. Oh, yeah, we're going to have a DNA database, but it's only going to be for convicted criminals. Don't worry. Or the Social Security number. Oh, yeah, we're going to have a Social Security number, but it's not going to be for identification purposes. But it is. And things change, and government programs expand and get larger and more intrusive and more oppressive than they were ever intended to be. That's why it just needs to stop. 800-259-5791. Hour number two on the way, witchcraft, coming up.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.